Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hi.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about putting title companies out of business. What?
Oh my goodness.
Great show today, Jill. Before we get started, please share something interesting that happened to us lately, and maybe it's even funny.
How about today?
Okay.
Did we just drive how far and how many hours to just have basically end up having breakfast and then come back?
You know, it's not news that driving around in Los Angeles is pretty awful.
Mm-hmm.
It's like an awful experience.
Exactly. So you and I this morning thought we had it all figured out, thought we were going to drive to our new podcast.
It's an audio video.
Studio.
Yeah, studio.
And producer. We had it all figured out. So, gosh, you and I are I was up at 4:30 to wheels up around 6 and head to L.A. Thought we had this, right? Oh, my gosh. We drove an hour, which is technically not bad considering how far where we went. So an hour to get to the outside of the establishment to say, we didn't do our homework.
Yeah.
This isn't the place for us.
So
we had a nice breakfast. So that was nice. So then the coolest part, well, you know what's really funny? So we just found you found like a little diner right around the corner here in LA.
And
I kept waiting for somebody to walk in the door because, you know, I'm sitting there looking around going, this is clearly like a hangout where some cool people might show up.
Yeah.
Other than us. Maybe we were the cool people. That's it. They were looking at us.
Oh my God.
I'm kidding.
What? Every time I get in the car and drive around Los Angeles, all kidding aside, I mean, it's pretty awful to drive here, but you learn so much, you know. There's so much cool stuff that goes on in a large city.
Yes.
So it was a make the best of it situation. And by the way, I wasn't even the one driving. So
no, but we had a nice breakfast and a nice time. And now we're going to do a little more homework.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll find a studio.
Before we do that. Cool.
Hey, let's take a question posted by one of our members on successplants.com, our free online community.
Okay. Ted asked, I'm scrubbing a new list and I see a whole bunch of half interest. Should I just delete them all?
Oh, good, simple, one sentence. No, one and a half sentence question. Good.
I want to explain what the scrubbing is. And
you explain scrubbing and I'll explain half interest.
Deal. Okay. Scrubbing is taking a list of data.
Scrubbing is something Jill's never done in her life.
That is so not true. I did this morning. You're such a stinker.
Scrubbing data, not floors.
Oh, I know how to do that too, by the way. I do some of that. Thank you.
No,
very
you
much.
Scrubbed a lot of data, not floors.
Oh, thanks.
As you shouldn't.
Okay. Anyway, no, I don't do that kind of scrubbing. So, no, but
I heard this one time, this buddy of mine said this sentence, and it always stuck with me, obviously. If I love my wife, why the hell would I ever ask her to scrub anything?
That's
and I completely agree with that.
Very thoughtful.
I totally agree with that. That's just absolutely for somebody else.
What kind of awesome, wonderful gentleman would come up with that?
His name is Ron, and he is legally blind now.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's very nice.
Mm-hmm. He's also not married, so he doesn't.
There's that. So his point was, so I don't marry him, so then I can ask him to scrub. And if Ron was listening, he would laugh with that right now. He would like that. That's funny. Okay, so back to scrubbing. Basically, taking a list of data. In our case, we have, I don't know if the right term is uploaded or downloaded, but a bunch of ownership information from a county website because we're doing a mailer. You know, to send out
offers
to a bunch of property owners that we've isolated. So let's just say I've gone in and I've got my data, which That's a whole nother story. So I've got my data. I uploaded it into my spreadsheet. And now I'm staring at all these fields that I don't need. So I'm taking those out. I'm staring at duplicate names. Well, I'm not going to send the same person three offers, you know, to arrive in the same week. That's a waste of, you know, paper and time and stamps and whatever. So I'm not going to do that. So that's how I'm scrubbing my list down. And I'm also looking in my list to make sure that nothing crazy's in there, like, you know, the government, you know, like, or a hospital or something, or, you know, there's some things like that, that I'm not going to send a, you know, an offer to the forestry service to buy the property or something like that, that maybe accidentally got in. So I scrubbed my list down. Do you think of anything else, Jack, to add?
Yeah, there's, you know, there's a universe of, if you just imagine for a second that there's a universe of every single property owner in a database, right? So that's what you start with. Then scrubbing is you take the stuff out that you don't want to send offers to. You know, what you didn't mention, Jill, and it's fine. It's, you know, you want to remove owners of property who you know for sure are not going to respond. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't want to waste their time. You don't want to waste your money on postage and the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Federal government's a great example. People who have property that's valued extremely high, let's say 5-acre property, you want to send it out to assessed value that's, you know, $20,000 or less, let's mm-hmm. say, not $17 million, and then send them a $500 exactly. offer. So scrubbing is just getting it down, getting the list down to logical.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So this half interest business, it used to be, it's no longer the case now, that an APN, assessor's parcel number, was assigned or could be assigned to a partnership. So you could have one piece of property and two owners. Let's say Jill and I own a piece of property together. Well, it turns out we do. And I would have an APN of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And she would have an APN of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, A. Mm-hmm. And it would be the same property. And I own half of it. And she owns half of it. And so that, everybody, the county's learned very quickly that that's a mess. So it's no longer the case, but there's still these stragglers out there, and I think that's what Ted's talking about. Mm-hmm. The answer is yes. You should delete them all. I, on accident, have purchased over my career several pieces of property that were partial interest property, and I lost all the money. Mm-hmm. Can't sell it.
Because you can't do it without the other person. You have to have the other interest when you want to do something with it, and you don't want to be trying to track them down. That's the funny part. How many times have we talked to people that said, this is such a great thing. Mm-hmm. This guy wants to sell, but he doesn't know where that guy is.
You can quiet title it. There's a bunch of things you can do to get ownership. It's basically the same legal action that you do when you foreclose on a tax lien. But some of these assets, their price, it's just not worth it.
Mm-hmm. It's better just move on.
It's better just to buy property that's whole the way it's supposed to be and mark it up and sell it. Mm-hmm. That's the business we're really in.
Yeah, and that's it. Like, you know, Ted, you're on the right path. Jack's right. Go to the next one.
Yeah. Open the next letter.
Yep.
Hey, if you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on successplant.com. You know, pretty soon we're going to not say Success Plant anymore. It's just going to be the Land Academy.
Community.
Land Academy community.
Exactly.
Today's topic, putting title companies out of business. What the heck does that mean? This is the meat of the show. Go ahead, Jill. You had some good thoughts about this right before the show.
I did, because we were talking about the things that we're working on, you know, and one of the many, many things down the path, it's not going to be 16, but it's going to be 17, and I can't wait to get this going, is being, well, two parts. There's two parts to this. One is there's a lot of things that you can do, every one of us can do as an investor for yourself, doing your own homework, and almost doing your own title work, you know, and what do I mean by that? Going back and connecting the dots and going back and looking at the vesting deed and depending how old it is, the deed before that, and maybe the deed before that, you can access all this stuff. And doing your homework and making sure that the chain of title and the way that property is transferred and everything's, you know, in place and done correctly. So we know that whoever owns it now, you know, for sure owns it outright. Everything went great. And so as you're buying it or you're selling it, you know the assets free and clear and you're good to go. So what we were talking about is taking a step further that what is so funny.
I just think that you're so tired today.
I am so tired today. You can tell I am exhausted.
It's like story time in kindergarten. It's like NPR. And then you take the title. And
I'm Diane Reem.
No, just kidding. And you fall asleep.
NPR. And this is NPR.
And then it's Jill's nap time.
I was totally going to take a nap. So you're right. Okay, I'm trying to get some energy. I need some caffeine, don't I?
I can do the whole show if you want. You can sit there and look pretty.
No, all right. Well, you take it from here.
Yeah, so title companies, this is what they do. They check to see if the guy that's going to sign the deed over to you is actually the guy who owns it. And they look at the vesting deed for that, the deed right before the one that you're going to get. And they just basically, it's like doing a puzzle. They put the puzzle pieces here and there, and they try to connect them all. And if they do connect, great, we're going to issue title policy. What Jill's saying is, and she's 100% right, although a little bit tired, is that you can do this yourself. You do not have to purchase title insurance on a property. So if you're buying a $500 asset like we do all the time and our members do, a lot of times it's not worth it financially. And the person who's buying it from you doesn't care to get title insurance. When does it really matter to get title insurance? When there's a lender. So lenders demand that you get title insurance, and that's fine. They won't lend against a property. So most houses, when there's a mortgage, you have to get title insurance. We teach, and we do, and we practice doing our own title work. And obviously never issuing a title policy, but because it's very, very simple. We basically act as a title agent. So the title says putting title companies out of business. Here's the best part. Here's really what I wanted to talk about. There's a company in California. In fact, it's Title Pro 24/7. It's part of our pro membership benefit to have a subscription to this. They have literally put together the chain of title on every single property in California, and they're moving their way east. I think that's a pretty strong argument that title companies will be, you know, when our kids have kids, they will probably be non-existent or at least a lot less prevalent. Data will take over.
Do you know what I wonder, though? How much of it is that you and I have the inside track? I mean, that's really a lot of it is you and I have access to what the title companies are using.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what's...
so do our members.
I know, and we share it, which is really beautiful. Right. I mean, that's the reality. It's our members, I tell you, I know that they're like, oh, this is wonderful.
Yeah.
I can put an APN in a county and the state, and I can pull up the vesting deed. Right. I can go back before.
Plat maps.
I can see it on the map. GPS. I have the GPS in my
hands.
That's
like 80 or 90% of a title
property report.
Title
I can
policy.
Print out a property report right now in my hands in 30 seconds.
Right.
It's downloaded. It's a PDF. I got it done. It's
that's what's so great about, you know, the vast majority of people that I know that are super successful at this, they still have jobs because it takes so little time to do all this research, and you can do it. You never have to go look at the asset. Looking at the asset's insignificant. It's all just pushing paper around and looking at a computer screen to make sure all the dots connect.
Mm-hmm. It's true. You know, I was going to touch on one thing real quick, Jack, that I want to make sure everyone knows and hears this. There's a couple things that they're missed out there that need to be brought up. Like, you do not have to have title insurance every time you buy or sell a piece of property, number one.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Demystifying.
You want to hear this?
That was the last show, I think.
Number two, you don't have to be a broker or a real estate agent. Really? Or have one? No, you don't have to do that. Number three, this one hit me. I couldn't believe this the other day, and I'll end with this one. I ran into a gentleman who is not a citizen of our country, living here, who went to like an REI meeting, was all excited, thinking he could make some money in real estate, and then he was promptly told that he cannot own any property in the United States because he's not a citizen.
Yeah,
I fell over.
Yeah, that's dead wrong.
Isn't that crazy?
That's dead wrong advice and possibly, you know, discriminatory.
That's what I questioned, that maybe it was discriminatory against this poor guy. It made me mad. So, by the way, I'm helping this guy. He actually...
Oh, good.
No, I'm not kidding.
Oh, you guys
I met him on a Saturday, and on Monday, he had emailed me already.
Did you say he was like an Uber driver?
Yes. He was.
Do you collect your Uber drivers?
No, I do not collect my Uber drivers. It's really, do you know what's funny?
Maybe, do we have to have a talk?
I know. No.
Exchanging information with strange Uber brand driver.
No, but it's funny. Maybe, you know what? Maybe because these Uber drivers are out there bringing in some extra cash, and then, you know what? And they're motivated, and they're looking for other ways to get ahead.
You just can't stop
selling. And I appreciate it. No.
Sell.
That is not true.
I know.
No.
I know. You're doing a great thing. No, I'm coursing around, and I know you got to have that guy's best interest at your heart.
No, all I did was helping the guy out, give him some free information, and you know, let him know if you need help, we're here.
You know I'm joking.
I do. Thank you.
I'm going to have a bruise on my shin from being kicked under the desk.
No, it's all good.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information. That's me.
And inspiration. That's me.
So you're kicked under the table.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. I can't believe that someone's giving that kind of advice at a live event.
That made me mad.
It really actually burns me up too.
If you and I were there and I ever heard that, I would have, I would have excused myself and gone over and said, that's not true.
Oh, I would have grabbed the mic.
You know, and
said, look.
Well, I mean, like, I would just imagine maybe it was in a room. I don't know if it was like they're having a talk. I don't know the exact environment, but that's what he was told.
You know, since you bring it up, yeah, people from other countries can own American real estate.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, there's no slot for it. What I see all the time is that when it comes time to send a tax bill out, counties do not have to send out tax bills. They just do it because there's a higher percentage of people write the check and send it back in.
We'll pay.
So there's almost never a slot or a database to send it a tax bill to internationally. So it tends to send a letter internationally. So a very high percentage of properties go back for taxes because people in other countries, if they own them, they just don't get tax bills.
Or the county, you know, some of these counties, they probably don't want a budget. Yeah. Or the letter, the chances of that getting lost or somebody moves in another country and it not being forwarded. I mean, that's probably pretty high too.
All of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I've done deals with people in the past where they buy lots of properties and they sell them wherever they are.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically, I did a guy from Israel bought all my whole inventory pretty early in my career. And he knew somebody in this country and he used that address. It was very smart.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. So good. I hope we help some people.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cashflow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price, just so we can flip it for way more.
And really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.